Hello and welcome to Colin on Cars, where we talk about all sorts of things automotive. And this week's an exciting week. We're only days away from the 2021 Burn Run. Now, that's an epic journey that goes from the lower south coast town of Port Shepstone in KwaZulu-Natal, some 1,200 kilometres via Kokstad, the quaint little hamlet of Rhodes up in the mountains, to Bloemfontein and to Vanderbijl Park. And 90% of it is done on dirt roads. And travelling on this adventure is a collection of off-road motorcycles, quads, one side by side, and a few 4x4 vehicles. And it's tremendous fun. However, it's not just a jolly. It has a very serious connection. It's a brainchild of the former national president of the Round Table, Leon Gobardi, and it's a charity event. And we'll get into exactly how all of that works shortly, but it was a way of having fun and raising money. The serious side of it is to actually provide real value burn prevention training to young kids. With me today is the founder and CEO of Hero Burn, which is the charity picked by Roundtable. Annerie Deploy is here. Welcome, Annerie. Tell us something more about Hero Burn, how it happened, how you got involved, and what we're going to be doing on Burn Run.
Good morning, Colin, and thank you so much for this opportunity. Well, my journey started on the 18th of October, 2008, where me, my husband, and my father-in-law were in a light aircraft accident. And this is the day my life changed, and nothing will ever be the same again. It took me a very long time to get at a point where I knew I just had to make a difference, and that with what happened to me can actually change other people's lives. And thus, I then started Hero Burn Foundation.
So what are you going to be doing on this event? I mean, we all know, and if folklore can be believed, the early flowering of cosmos and an abundance of cosmos tends to mean quite a long, hard winter.
Yes.
And for the poorer communities and rural communities in South Africa, the brush fires, fires in the settlements that are left unattended, paraffin cooking stoves falling over, the prospect of fire is tremendous, and we have problems every year. So where are you fitting in on this?
Okay, so Hero Burn Foundation, in the beginning, our main focus was to actually just lend support to burn survivors and their families, those who actually also just went through severe burns, spending months on end in hospital, not having support. Some of these people are in hospital for a year, year and a half, without even having family being able to visit them. So for me, I was in hospital for over 6 months, and I was very fortunate by being in a hospital where it was allowed that I could have my parents with me, family members with me. Obviously, you're very isolated for infection purposes and things like that. But there's a real, real need, especially in our state hospitals, especially in the areas where family members stay so far from their loved ones that sustain serious injuries, that it was important for me to get them that support. And as the foundation grew, I realized that in South Africa, there is so little that's actually being done to not just support these people, but actually prevent fires, putting people in this position. So a huge part of the work that I do is actually burn awareness, either it being me going to schools doing burn awareness, or me doing it through social media, or however I can do this. Now, with the Burn Run, it gives us such a great opportunity to actually reach these people. And it's the perfect timing just before winter, just before Burn Awareness Month, which is in May, where it's so important to get the word out. People make fires inside the rural areas in their little houses to know how to act when actually a fire breaks out and how to do just the basic first aid care if someone burns. We will be handing out flyers, giving tips, telling people what to look out for, what to be careful of. And people would be surprised how little people actually know about what to do when a fire actually breaks out. Even how little people actually know what is dangerous and can actually start a fire. Now, with Burn Run going on dirt roads through rural areas, not only just the towns where we will stop, this gives us the perfect opportunity to actually reach these people in the rural areas and to have a discussion with them and give them the information they need that can actually save a life.
Well, that's tremendous, and I'm looking so forward to being part of that. It's going to be epic, and it's going to have a huge value. Looking forward to it, and we'll see you on the 11th when the journey starts. Thanks so much for joining us.
Colin, thank you so much for this opportunity.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.